Welcome to Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast. Olá, eu sou a Helena, and on this episode we're going to talk about the verb andar and how we can use it in different contexts and with different meanings. An episode suggested by my dear patron, Hank Van Kan. Obrigada, Hank. But just before that, I want to let you know that Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast is now on Patreon. Patreon is a platform where you can support the projects you like. So if you're enjoying listening to this podcast, and if you would like it to carry on, you can also become a patron. And as a patron, you get the PDF with the highlights of each episode, pronunciation tips, written posts, audios and videos about the Portuguese language. You can get in touch with me every time you have a question related to Portuguese, and you can even participate in a monthly live session with me. Go to www.patreon.com/tradutex and learn more about it. So on today's episode, we're going to talk about the verb andar in Portuguese. Andar is a regular AR verb, and the first meaning of this verb is to walk, to walk. Let's have a look at some examples where we can use andar actually meaning to walk. For instance, if I want to say I walk a lot, I will say eu ando muito. Eu ando muito. I walk a lot. Or if you want to say something like I like to walk, eu gosto de andar. Eu gosto de andar. Don't forget, every time we use the verb gostar, this verb is always followed by the preposition de. I like to walk. Eu gosto de andar. So this is the first meaning that we need to learn about the verb to walk, andar. But now we're going to see that depending on the way we're using the verb, we might translate this verb in different ways. For instance, we do have an expression using the verb andar followed by the preposition a that could be used again to say to walk. I mean, really using our feet and legs. If I say andar a pé, and the word pé means foot, that also means to walk. So in terms of walking, using our feet and our legs, we can use the verb on its own, andar, or we can use it followed by the preposition a and the word pé, foot, andar a pé. Por exemplo, eu ando a pé todos os dias. Eu ando a pé todos os dias. I walk every day. Now you might be wondering, do I really need to add a pé to it? Not necessarily. I walk every day can also be translated as eu ando todos os dias. So it's two equivalent ways to express the walking action. But I can also use andar a followed by the word cavalo. Cavalo means horse, and that's how we express in Portuguese to ride a horse. Andar a cavalo. Andar a cavalo. For instance, if I want to say something like he always rides horses on holidays, ele anda sempre a cavalo nas férias. Ele anda sempre a cavalo nas férias. He always rides horses on holidays. So andar a can be followed by the word pé, meaning literally foot, and it refers to the action of walking, just like the verb on its own. Eu ando muito a pé. And they are equivalent ways to say the same, or we can also follow the verb andar by the preposition a and then the word cavalo to indicate the activity of riding a horse. Eu ando a cavalo. I ride a horse. Something different happens if instead of following the verb andar by the preposition a, if we follow it by the preposition de, andar, de, and then after that the name of whatever transport. So, if I say andar de carro, now andar it's not related to the fact of walking, it's more related to the fact of going by, for instance, car. So andar de carro means to go by car. So now the verb andar turns completely into something different. It's about traveling by, to go by or ride a vehicle. So andar de carro, to go by car. Andar de comboio, to go by train. Andar de autocarro, to go by bus. Andar de elétrico, to go by tram. Andar de metro, to go by metro. Andar de avião, to go by plane. Andar de barco, to go by boat. Andar de bicicleta, to ride a bicycle. Andar de moto, to ride a motorbike. So, followed by the preposition de and then whatever transport name, it changes completely its meaning. It's about going and not about the action of walking with our legs and feet. I will repeat this list because it's interesting for a quick revision on transport's names. And also, I will say it a bit quicker so you can see what happens when the name of the transport starts with a vowel. For instance, if I want to say andar de autocarro, instead of splitting the words like this, andar de autocarro, we can put de autocarro together when we pronounce it. Andar de autocarro. Andar de autocarro. So I will repeat each one, not necessarily quicker, but I will try to run the words together as we would normally do at normal speech. And you can repeat after me. Andar de carro. Andar de comboio. Andar de autocarro. Andar de elétrico. Andar de metro. Andar de avião. Andar de barco. Andar de bicicleta. Andar de moto. There are, of course, other contexts or other transports. I'm thinking about, for instance, rollerblades would be andar de patins. So it's a bit endless. It's just thinking about different ways of transportation. And it's always the same idea, andar de plus the transport's name. So let's now look at the verb andar in a completely different perspective. So far we've talked about andar as actual walking, and that could be andar on its own or andar a pé. Then riding a horse would be andar a cavalo, and talk about transports, andar de, followed by the name of whatever transport. Now something a bit different. Different usage for this verb andar. Think about a sentence like eu ando na escola. That's right. Eu ando na escola. What does this mean? This means that I attend school, that I go to school. And it's not related to the fact that I'm walking to school, but just the fact that I go to school. So, in fact, if we follow the verb andar by the preposition em, andar em, and then what will normally happen to this preposition is that the preposition will be contracted with one of the definite articles o, a, os, as. So actually, we should think about this fixed expression as andar nu, andar na, or even plural nus or nas. So if I say, for instance, andar na escola or andar na universidade, what I mean with this is that I will go to school or go to university. So we will use andar nu, andar na, plus whatever organized activity with a teacher or an instructor to be the idea of taking lessons, to attend lessons, to go frequent a course, for instance. So whatever organized activity you're doing with a teacher or an instructor, you can refer to it using the verb andar. Not only about school or university, but also imagine that you're taking piano lessons. We could express that by saying eu ando no piano. Ando no piano just means that I am taking piano lessons, obviously with a piano teacher. Or even if your children go to football classes, we could express that by saying andar no futebol. That doesn't mean that they normally play football with their friends at school, for instance. That means that they go to a team, they have a trainer, instructor, so it's all organized. So this verb andar, in terms of attending classes, lessons, taking lessons, it's only good for organized activities with a teacher, a trainer, an instructor. Let me give you some examples. If I want to say my children go to school, I say os meus filhos andam na escola. Os meus filhos andam na escola. That means my children go to school, but I'm not referring to the way they get there. I'm not saying that they walk to school. I'm just saying that they are students there. So it's important to tell the difference between os meus filhos andam na escola, my children go to school, and, for instance, if I wanted to say my children walk to school, that would be in Portuguese, not with the verb andar, but with the verb ir. We would say os meus filhos vão, they go, a pé, on foot, para a escola. I want you to understand this difference between saying that my children go to school, os meus filhos andam na escola, and my children walk to school, os meus filhos vão a pé para a escola. Completely different verbs. Or if I wanted to say, for instance, let's think about a different example, Ana goes to university in Lisbon. Ana anda na universidade em Lisboa. Ana anda na universidade em Lisboa. And if you think about the first sentence, os meus filhos andam na escola, you can replace escola with whatever activity they're doing, for instance, after school. Os meus filhos andam no piano. Os meus filhos andam no balé. Os meus filhos andam no futebol. Os meus filhos andam no karaté. Whatever activity, as long as it's an activity that it is organized and it has a teacher or an instructor or a trainer. Let's now have a look at a different, completely different interpretation for the verb andar in a totally different context. If we use the verb andar followed by an adjective, something for instance like saying andar cansado, tired, ou andar content, happy, ou andar triste, sad. So just think about the verb andar, let's conjugate it in the present tense for our examples, but of course we can do it in all the other tenses. Let's say, for instance, eu ando muito cansada esta semana. Ando cansada esta semana. Again, this is not related to the fact of walking. I'm not trying to say that I've been walking a lot and because of that I am tired. What I'm trying to say is that I have been very tired this week. It's been a difficult week and I am very tired because of that. The whole week I have been feeling tired. So this idea of andar plus infinitive, I meant andar plus adjective, it's to indicate that lately we've been feeling sad or tired or happy or whatever adjective you want to express. So, ando muito cansada esta semana. A good way to translate this could be, I have been very tired this week. Let's think about another example. Outro exemplo. Ele anda triste ultimamente. Ultimamente means lately. Ele anda triste ultimamente. He has been sad lately. So every time you want to express something that it's been happening lately, we can use the verb andar followed by an adjective. And again, I want you to keep this clear in your mind, that has nothing to do about the walking action. Another grammar structure I would like you to teach you with the verb andar, this time involving verbs, is when we use the verb andar. We can do it in other tenses too, but let's have a look at what happens when we use the present tense. So using the verb andar followed by the preposition a, ando a, and then followed by a verb in the infinitive form. For example, eu ando a trabalhar muito. Eu ando a trabalhar muito. That means I am working a lot at the moment, but also I have been working a lot lately. So it covers these two ideas of what is happening right now and what has have been happening lately. So eu ando a trabalhar muito, we can give it a bit more context. For instance, ando a trabalhar muito esta semana. I've been working a lot this week. Eu ando a trabalhar muito este mês. I've been working a lot this month. Eu ando a trabalhar muito este ano. I've been working a lot this year. So we just need to frame a bit the time, or give it a time frame here for the idea. And you can always use it with whatever verb in the infinitive if you want to express that you've been doing something lately. Another example, eles andam a comer muito chocolate. Eles andam a comer muito chocolate. They have been eating a lot of chocolate. And we understand this idea of lately, but in a way, it carries on in the present moment. It's not over yet. We have other meanings for the verb andar, but I thought that we could focus on the ones we did today. So let's just consolidate what we've just learned. Remember, we can use andar as in actually to walk, the action of walking. I walk a lot. Eu ando muito. We can use the expression andar a plus the word pé, andar a pé, again to refer to the actual action of walking, andar a pé, or if we're talking about riding a horse, andar a cavalo, andar a cavalo, to ride a horse. Then we can follow the verb andar by the preposition de, andar de carro, andar de comboio, andar de autocarro, andar de elétrico, andar de metro, andar de avião, andar de barco, andar de bicicleta, andar de mota. The idea of going by, travel by, or ride a bicycle or a motorbike, for instance. Then, if you followed by the preposition em, normally contracted with a definite article, so you will get something like no, na, nos, nas, it indicates that you attend an organized activity with a teacher or an instructor. Andar na escola, andar na universidade, andar no piano, andar no futebol, for example. Then, if you follow the verb andar by an adjective, it will be the equivalent of using the verb sentir-se, to feel, and indicating that you've been feeling like that lately. Ando cansada. I've been feeling very tired lately. Ando content. I've been feeling happy lately. Ando triste. I've been feeling sad lately. Finally, the last expression we've learned today on this episode. If you follow the verb andar by the preposition a, and then followed by an infinitive. Eu ando a trabalhar muito. I've been working a lot. Again, this idea of lately. Something that it's happening lately, but it kind of carries on in the present as well. So it didn't finish. It hasn't finished yet. Ando a comer muito. I've been eating a lot lately. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please share it with your friends. But just before we finish, I really need to thank all my dear patrons. I have to say that this podcast wouldn't be possible without you. So, muito, muito obrigada a Francine Brown, Gita Barknovitz, Rebecca Hunt, Carl Sperling, Petra Korf, Brenda Sabrecht, David Soto, Lindy Falk, Michelle Cubrosi, Jerry Ellis, Sandra Weimert, Karen Soares, Kenneth Pizisco, Ibrahim Almutawa, Hank Van Kahn, Karin Barnhorn, Pauline Mansfield, Prano Diana, and Grandage, Elise van der Vlucht, David Martin, Patricia Martin, Catherine Dernford-Vang, Miguel Plektuvien, Art Veld, Ernst Scholte, Agnieszka Brozevich-Kuchevska, Tatiana Krupnik, Ramona Plektus, Kim Noble, Tencha McKnight, Chris Brand, Meredith Richards, Micheline Huntley, Jess Hasselmans, Diane, Steve Batchelor, Josie Cooper, Lex Muiz, Nir, Suzanne Mas, Michael Machado, Molly Morton, Jaya de Reins, John Markvet, David Kirkham, Zarmig, Andy Efford, Rakesh Gupta, Paul Greenhalgh, Jim Chang, Matthew Brett, Kirsten Kunstmann, Brandon Wallace, Kate Wake, Jay Edelstein, Diane Bauman, David Keller, David Hassler, and Ruby Menon. Thank you all for your support. Thank you all for keeping my motivation high. Muito, muito obrigada. Até para a semana. Tchau.